Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. This week, the oil markets have found a moment of steadiness, a calm that's quite intriguing given the powerful forces pushing prices in opposite directions. We're diving into this delicate equilibrium today, and it's driven by two major, almost contradictory, narratives.
Exactly. On one hand, we've got the ever-present geopolitical tensions, specifically involving the United States and Venezuela. On the other, we have the predictable, yet always significant, strategy of OPEC Plus preparing for a crucial meeting. The market initially reacted with a jump on potential U.S. military action, but then eased as official statements emerged. It's a classic case of speculation meeting reality.
To really understand this complex dance, we need to unpack each of these elements. Let's start with the situation involving the U.S. and Venezuela, which really set tongues wagging earlier in the week. Reports from outlets like the Wall Street Journal and the Miami Herald, citing anonymous officials, suggested the U.S. was contemplating military strikes on specific targets in Venezuela.
And these weren't just random targets, the reports highlighted military facilities allegedly used for drug smuggling. This news is potent for oil markets because, despite its challenges, Venezuela is a significant oil producer. Any hint of military action, even targeted, raises the specter of broader instability in a critical region for global oil supply.
That's right, and such instability could disrupt production or complicate shipping routes, all of which add a risk premium to oil prices. The immediate market reaction, a price jump, clearly showed this fear being priced in. It's a stark reminder that oil prices are deeply intertwined with international relations and potential geopolitical flashpoints.
But then, the narrative took a sharp turn, didn't it? President Trump himself weighed in, denying any plans for military strikes on Venezuela. This denial seemed to backtrack or at least muddy the waters regarding previous administration statements about preparing land attacks.
This kind of conflicting messaging from high levels is precisely what fuels market volatility. When official statements are unclear, uncertainty reigns. Traders scramble to interpret true intentions, and in the absence of clarity, they often react to the most alarming news first, only to reverse course later. It's classic news-driven volatility.
And even a denied report can have lasting implications. It signals that such considerations are, at least, on the table. This ongoing geopolitical tension, this push and pull of potential conflict and diplomatic denial, is one half of the equation. The other, equally significant, is the planned strategy of OPEC Plus.
And that brings us perfectly to the other major force shaping oil prices, the upcoming OPEC Plus meeting. This isn't just any industry gathering, it's a critical summit where the world's most influential oil producers discuss production levels, market stability, and future strategies.
The group, including OPEC members and allies like Russia, plays a pivotal role in managing global oil supply and influencing prices. This weekend's meeting is particularly noteworthy because the focus is widely expected to be on another modest output increase.
The term modest is key here. It signals a cautious approach, balancing the need to meet growing global demand with the imperative to avoid flooding the market and triggering a price collapse. OPEC Plus constantly navigates this delicate tightrope.
On one side, there's pressure to increase production to satisfy economic growth and prevent inflation. On the other, there's the risk of oversupplying the market, which depresses prices and hurts revenues. A modest increase is often the sweet spot, adding supply incrementally and signaling control without causing major disruption.
This meeting occurs against the backdrop of what many analysts describe as a persistent oversupply dilemma. This means the amount of oil being produced or readily available potentially exceeds global demand.
Several factors contribute to this. We've seen increased production from non-OPEC plus countries, like U.S. shale producers, adding significant volumes. Global demand, while recovering, can fluctuate based on economic performance in major consuming nations like China and India, or even seasonal factors.
Inventory levels, the amount of oil in storage, also play a crucial role. High inventories suggest supply is outpacing demand. In this environment, OPEC Plus must be careful, a substantial output increase could quickly overwhelm an already well-supplied market.
That's why the expectation of a modest increase is so significant. It's a strategic move designed to manage supply incrementally, reassuring the market that OPEC Plus is guiding production to support member economies without provoking a price war or a significant market downturn.
The potential impact of their decisions, whether it's a slight increase, a freeze, or a cut, can send shockwaves through the global economy, influencing everything from the price at the pump to the cost of goods and services.
So, we have these two powerful, opposing forces: the unpredictable geopolitical events like the U.S.-Venezuela situation, and the calculated market management strategy of OPEC+. Traders are caught in the middle, trying to decipher which factor will ultimately hold more sway.
Geopolitical risk premiums can inflate prices. Even with ample supply, the possibility of disruption, a strike, a blockade, escalating tensions, can cause prices to spike as traders hedge against potential shortages. That's the fear factor at play.
Conversely, a clear and consistent supply strategy from OPEC+, like their anticipated modest increase, can act as a stabilizing force. It provides predictability, reassuring the market that there's a plan to manage supply and demand, tempering volatility from other events. It's a constant tug of war.
Now, to help us navigate this, we can consider the insights of experts like Ellen Wald, president of Transversal Consulting. Her work focuses on the intersection of energy markets and geopolitics, making her uniquely qualified to dissect these dynamics.
While we don't have her direct quotes, we can anticipate the crucial questions she'd address. She'd likely offer a grounded assessment of the real likelihood of U.S. military action in Venezuela. Is it serious or rhetorical? And if it happened, what would be the quantifiable impact on oil markets beyond the initial surge?
She would also delve into OPEC Plus's internal dynamics. What are their motivations for the expected output decision? Are there disagreements within the alliance? How do countries like Saudi Arabia and Russia balance their national interests with the group's goals?
Furthermore, she'd place these events in the broader context of the global energy landscape. How do they fit into the energy transition, the rise of renewables, and shifting geopolitical alliances? And critically, how do U.S. policy shifts, like President Trump's denial, impact market confidence and international relations?
Ultimately, these events, whether geopolitical or production-related, remind us of the inherent fragility of global oil market stability. It's easy to see oil prices as purely economic, but the reality is far more complex.
Seemingly localized events, like developments in Venezuela or OPEC Plus's coordinated actions, have far-reaching global economic consequences. Think about the ripple effect. Higher oil prices mean higher transportation costs, impacting everything from groceries to manufactured goods.
Businesses face increased operational expenses, which can curb investment and hiring. For consumers, it means less disposable income, potentially dampening economic activity. Central banks might also find their efforts to control inflation complicated by these energy price swings.
It's a stark illustration of how interconnected our world is and how sensitive the global economy remains to the flow of energy. As we look ahead, key indicators will be crucial for traders, policymakers, and all of us affected by energy prices.
First, any further statements or actions from the U.S. administration regarding Venezuela will be scrutinized intensely. Clarity, or the lack thereof, will continue to shape market sentiment. Second, and perhaps more immediately impactful, will be the outcome of the OPEC Plus meeting this weekend.
Will they stick to the script of a modest increase, or will there be surprises? Beyond these specific events, we'll also be watching global economic data for demand signals and, of course, oil inventory reports for the supply-demand balance.
The oil market will continue to be a dynamic arena, shaped by the interplay between geopolitical developments and fundamental supply and demand. Predicting its trajectory is always a challenge, especially with such a potent mix of uncertainty and strategic calculation.
It's a constant dance between the known and the unknown, and this week's events have certainly underscored the intricate choreography involved. The story of oil, as we've seen, is rarely simple. It's woven from economics, politics, and international relations.
And this week, those threads have been particularly taut, pulling in opposite directions. We've discussed the geopolitical tremor from potential U.S. actions concerning Venezuela and the calculated hand of OPEC Plus guiding supply. But what happens when these two forces don't just pull, but collide?
Consider the implications if a geopolitical event, like a sudden disruption in Venezuelan production, coincided with OPEC Plus deciding not to increase output, or even to cut it further. That's a recipe for a significant price shock, with the market already on edge.
Conversely, imagine a scenario where the Venezuela situation de-escalates, and simultaneously, OPEC Plus announces a more substantial output increase than anticipated. That could lead to a rapid price correction as the risk premium evaporates and supply becomes more abundant.
It's this constant calibration, this balancing act between unexpected shocks and planned adjustments, that makes the oil market so fascinating and often volatile. Let's delve a bit deeper into the Venezuelan aspect.
When we talk about Venezuela's oil production, it's important to remember its history. For a long time, it was a major player, a significant contributor to global supply, particularly within OPEC. However, years of mismanagement, instability, and sanctions have severely hampered its output.
Despite sitting on some of the world's largest proven oil reserves, its output has plummeted. So, when reports emerge of potential military action, even if targeted at drug smuggling facilities, the market's reaction isn't just about immediate disruption to a small portion of global supply.
It's about the potential for wider instability in a country already teetering on the brink. Any escalation could further damage its fragile infrastructure, leading to longer-term production losses, or it could trigger retaliatory measures impacting shipping or refining operations.
Furthermore, the U.S.-Venezuela relationship is complex. The U.S. has historically been a significant importer of Venezuelan oil, though sanctions have impacted this. The U.S. also has strategic interests in Latin America, and drug trafficking is a persistent concern, creating a difficult balancing act for policymakers.
They need to address security concerns but also consider the economic ramifications of any action, both domestically and internationally, and the potential for unintended consequences. Anonymous leaks are often a way to test the waters, gauge reaction, or signal intent without official commitment.
This injects a significant amount of noise and uncertainty into the market. Now, let's pivot back to OPEC Plus. Their upcoming meeting is, in many ways, the counterweight to this geopolitical volatility. OPEC Plus operates on a principle of market management.
They aim to ensure a stable oil market that benefits their member countries. This doesn't necessarily mean keeping prices artificially high, but rather preventing extreme price swings that can be damaging to both producers and consumers.
A sudden price crash can devastate economies reliant on oil revenues, while excessively high prices can stifle global economic growth and accelerate the transition to alternative energy. The concept of a modest output increase is a carefully calibrated signal.
It tells the market that OPEC Plus is aware of growing demand and is willing to meet some of it. It's a way to maintain market share without causing a supply glut. Think of it like a chef adding salt incrementally, testing the market's palate.
This cautious approach is particularly important given persistent global economic uncertainties. While demand has been recovering, headwinds like inflation and rising interest rates in major economies can dampen economic activity. OPEC Plus needs to factor these risks into their decisions.
The oversupply dilemma we touched upon is a crucial backdrop. Producers outside OPEC Plus, like U.S. shale, have become increasingly resilient and can ramp up production quickly when prices are attractive. This means OPEC Plus can't simply dictate prices by controlling its own output, it must consider non-OPEC producers.
If OPEC Plus were to significantly cut production, it might create an opening for U.S. shale producers to increase their output, potentially negating OPEC's efforts. Therefore, their strategy is often about influencing the market, guiding it towards an acceptable price range, rather than outright dictating prices.
Let's talk about Russia's role. As a key player in OPEC Plus, Russia's stance is always closely watched. Russia has its own complex relationship with the West, particularly concerning energy exports. Balancing these objectives, especially now, is a significant challenge.
Any decision by OPEC Plus must consider the potential impact on Russia's strategic interests and its ability to navigate international sanctions and market access. The influence of sentiment and perception in the oil market cannot be overstated.
Even if the physical supply and demand balance doesn't change dramatically, a strong signal from OPEC Plus about market stability can calm nerves and prevent speculative overreactions. Conversely, a perceived lack of coordination can increase volatility.
This is where expert commentary becomes vital. Analysts can cut through the noise and provide a nuanced understanding of the underlying motivations and potential consequences. For instance, they'd explore the internal dynamics of OPEC Plus.
Are all member countries fully aligned? Are some pushing for more aggressive action to boost revenue or exert influence? Understanding these internal negotiations provides crucial insight. They might also discuss spare capacity, the oil production that can be brought online quickly in emergencies.
Countries like Saudi Arabia possess significant spare capacity, acting as a global oil buffer. The market watches how they signal their willingness and ability to use it. When considering the U.S. perspective, it's not just about military strikes.
The U.S. is also a major oil producer, and its domestic production levels, inventory data, and policy decisions significantly impact global prices. The tension between punishing adversaries and maintaining stable, affordable energy prices is a perpetual challenge.
Let's think about the broader economic implications again. The price of oil is a fundamental input for almost every sector. When oil prices rise sharply, it affects shipping costs, the price of plastics, and energy costs for businesses globally.
This can lead to broader inflationary pressure, forcing central banks to respond with tighter monetary policy, which in turn can slow economic growth. Conversely, sustained low oil prices benefit consumers but constrain oil-producing nations' economies.
The interplay between geopolitical uncertainty and strategic supply management creates a complex forecasting environment. Traders constantly weigh the probability of a geopolitical disruption against OPEC Plus's likelihood to intervene.
A news report about potential military action might trigger a short-term spike, but if OPEC Plus signals a willingness to increase supply, that spike might be contained. Conversely, a hawkish OPEC Plus announcement coupled with escalating geopolitical tensions could send prices soaring.
This is where the concept of a risk premium in oil prices becomes so important. Geopolitical instability adds this premium, reflecting the market's assessment of potential supply disruptions. Even with robust current supply, the fear of future disruption drives prices higher.
The U.S.-Venezuela situation, even with a denial, keeps the geopolitical risk premium elevated because it signals that such options are being considered. It introduces unpredictability that traders price into their calculations.
OPEC Plus, on the other hand, acts as a force that can reduce or manage that risk premium. By coordinating production, they aim to provide certainty about future supply based on more predictable factors like economic forecasts and inventory levels.
This creates a constant tension, the unpredictable shocks versus the calculated responses. Consider the historical context, periods of geopolitical events causing oil price spirals, like the 1970s oil crises, and periods where OPEC Plus successfully managed supply to prevent collapses.
The current environment is unique, with significant geopolitical tensions and a highly coordinated OPEC Plus alliance navigating a global economy recovering from a pandemic and facing inflation. The language used by policymakers is also critical.
Terms like potential, contemplating, and modest are carefully chosen. Potential and contemplating signal uncertainty, while modest from OPEC Plus signifies a cautious, incremental approach. These nuances impact market sentiment.
As we wrap up, it's clear the oil market isn't static. It's a dynamic ecosystem where global politics, economics, and strategic decisions constantly interact. The steadiness we're seeing is a temporary pause in an intricate dance.
The U.S.-Venezuela situation, though less prominent after the denial, remains a latent risk. And the OPEC Plus meeting this weekend is a pivotal moment that will shape supply dynamics for months to come. Understanding oil prices requires looking beyond charts.
It demands an appreciation for the complex web of geopolitical relationships, the strategic calculations of major producers, and the unpredictability of international affairs. The market is a constant barometer of these forces.
The fluctuations are a direct reflection of the world's quest for energy security and economic stability. The dance between potential disruption and managed supply will continue, and we'll be here to analyze every step.
Let's break down the summary table now. Under geopolitical tensions, US-Venezuela, the strength is that potential supply disruption can create upward price pressure and volatility, signaling that strategic options are being considered.
The challenge there is that conflicting official statements create uncertainty and market whiplash. The actual impact on supply might be limited if action is targeted, but broader instability remains a risk. For OPEC Plus production decisions, the strength lies in strategic management of supply, aiming to balance demand and prevent price collapses, offering market stability.
A modest increase signals control and a cautious approach. The challenge is balancing member revenue needs with global economic impact, and they must consider non-OPEC Plus production increases which can negate their efforts.
Moving to market sentiment and information flow, the strength is that the market reacts swiftly to news, driving prices based on speculation and perceived risk. Expert analysis helps cut through the noise.
The challenge is volatility driven by news-driven volatility rather than fundamental shifts. Conflicting signals and anonymous leaks can obscure intentions and create instability. For global economic demand, the strength is recovering demand providing a baseline for consumption, supporting price levels.
Growth in major economies like China and India is a key driver. The challenge involves economic headwinds like inflation and rising interest rates that can dampen demand, alongside seasonal factors and unpredictable economic performance.
And finally, U.S. oil policy and production. The strength here is that U.S. domestic production influences global supply, and policy decisions can impact international relations and market stability. The challenge is balancing domestic energy needs, geopolitical interests, and international market stability.
So, as we conclude our look at the oil markets this week, it's evident that the apparent steadiness is a fragile calm, a temporary pause in a constant, intricate dance. The dual forces of geopolitical uncertainty and OPEC Plus's strategy continue to pull prices in opposing directions.
The initial surge driven by reports of potential U.S. military action, followed by a presidential denial, perfectly illustrates the market's sensitivity to information and the resulting volatility. Speculation can significantly impact prices before fundamentals fully assert themselves.
On the other side, OPEC Plus's anticipated meeting represents the calculated hand attempting to guide the market. The expectation of a modest output increase speaks to their challenge, meeting growing demand without flooding the market, while navigating member interests and external production.
This deliberate approach serves as a counterweight to geopolitical events, offering predictability. However, as we've explored, these forces can collide. A geopolitical shock could coincide with an unexpected OPEC Plus decision, leading to significant price swings.
The interconnectedness of the global economy means oil price fluctuations have far-reaching consequences, impacting inflation, business costs, consumer spending, and central bank policy. Understanding these dynamics requires looking beyond headlines.
It demands appreciating the nuanced interplay of international relations, economic forecasts, and strategic decisions of major oil producers. Looking forward, vigilance will be key.
Any further official statements regarding Venezuela, the precise outcome of the OPEC Plus meeting, and broader global economic indicators will be crucial. The oil market will remain a dynamic arena, a constant barometer of the world's complex energy and geopolitical landscape.
The challenge for all participants is to remain informed and adaptable in the face of this ongoing dance between potential disruption and managed supply. Thanks for joining us on Baga Media, Finance.
Indeed. We'll continue to monitor these developments closely. Until next time, stay informed and stay invested.